Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah introduces us to an idea called Machtzis Schar, which literally means half reward or half profit. Now, it represents a particular type of business deal where an investor will give either a storekeeper or someone else, he'll give them either goods or he'll give them money to utilize to make a profit. And the understanding of the relationship is that 50% of what's given, either the money or the goods that's given to the storekeeper, the person who's going to be dealing with it, 50% of it will be a loan to that storekeeper, and that he'll be achroy, he'll be responsible for anything that happens to that 50%. Anything that occurs to it, it's all his responsibility, and that's where he, the storekeeper, will draw his profit from that 50%. The other 50% will belong to the investor, and whatever profit is made from that 50% will go to the investor. Now, there is an inherent problem here, halachically, because what's happening here is that 50% of the goods or the money is being lent to the storekeeper or the person dealing with it, and at the very same time, they are taking care of the 50% that remains owned and utilized by the investor. So that half of it is a loan, half of it is pecuniary, and half of it is really a depository situation that he's taking care of the investor's half, and at the same time he is being loaned 50%. So that half that's being loaned to him, that loan, he's really in return taking care of the investor's half. And that would be considered to be ribis. The only way out of this halachically would be if the investor would pay the storekeeper or the person dealing with the items. He would pay him for his services of taking care of his 50%. Now let's see how the Mishnah describes it. Ein moshivin chenvani l'machtzis sechar. You cannot be moshiv to sit down a chenvani, to settle a chenvani, a storekeeper, for a machtzis sechar. That means you not to give him to the storekeeper peiros, to give him produce based on the present value in the shuk, based on the present market value, and that 50% of it would be, as we mentioned, halva, a loan to the chenvani, and the other 50% would be the investors. Nor can he give money that the storekeeper should purchase with that money, peros. Again, lamachtzis schar, for a deal that is 50% loan and 50% pikudin, 50% deposit. Ela im kain, nosin lo, secharo kapoil. Unless he were to give, the investor were to give the chenvani, the person dealing with it, his wages as a poel, as a worker. The Gemara says, what type of worker? A kapol batel, a poel, a worker who has no work. And this is, there's different opinions among the poskim of exactly what a poel batel is. We'll just follow one of the interpretations of Tosfos, and that is simply that we take a person, the value of a person who is sitting, has no other work, and he's willing to do this work of this investment work, and whatever a person with no other job would be willing to be paid for this purpose, that's the amount, 50% of that is what the investor would have to pay him in order for this to be mutter. Similarly, ein moshivin tarnegolin lemechza. You cannot give and create a machtzis schar deal for chickens, and let's say you have chickens and eggs, and you want to have the chickens sit on the eggs so that you will hatch new chickens. That type of a business deal, the mechza, would also be a problem. You also cannot evaluate agolin, it's calves, and siyachin are young donkeys, also for mechza, also for a 50% type of a deal where they're to be raised on behalf of the investor by an individual who will be responsible for 50% of it, and the other 50% will remain with the investor. Again, unless the investor is going to give the person taking care of the animals wages for his work and for the food is necessary to feed these animals. However, the Mishnah says, he could receive, for he could receive calves or young donkeys for mechza. Now the term mekablin here means that it's not with any specific value. It's unlike the first case where he is shaman. Shaman means we evaluate what is the market value and we set an exact price. Therefore, we know how much the 50% of the loan is. But if it's mekablin, means there's no evaluation that goes on. And that also includes the idea that were these animals to die, the person taking care of them would not be responsible at all. And if they do live and they grow up, they would still divide the profits between the investor and the person taking care of them. So since the person taking care of them is not taking any achrayas, he's not taking any responsibility, it's not a loan. It doesn't consider a loan. That's mekablin. Once we're discussing raising them, the Mishnah adds on one other idea that you're supposed to raise them ad shu mishuloshin, until they are a third of their growth. Some understand that to mean until they are 3 years old. That's the minhag that the Mishnah is sharing with us. The chamor, and the minhag regarding a donkey, was ad shetei to'enes, until it's old enough to bear a burden.